Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at going through the book of Acts, and it's an exciting book. We're seeing miracle signs and wonders. We're seeing how the church age had begun. We're seeing how much we can do and what we can do. It's just absolutely amazing, the book of Acts. So much movement, so much excitement, so much life in the book of Acts. God knew what He was doing when He sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, which came in and just touched the world by going through the church and forming the church. So we're looking at scriptures, and we're finding out in 2 Timothy 3:16 about all scripture given by God, because some people say, well, man wrote that book, etc., etc. But we've got to see and know for a fact that God is the author of the Bible. Let's pick it up right now.
2 Timothy 3:16. Already, I would encourage you to actually get this word in your spirit. It's good for doctrine. It's good for reproof. It's good for correction. That's twice. Reproof is in there somewhere. Correction and reproof. Oh my God. You've got to have ministry and ministers that'll correct you when you're wrong. I've had people come to me with the wrong, craziest stuff, and I tell them the truth, and you never see them again. They cannot handle it. And then they see Facebook and tell all bad things about me. Why? Because I told them the truth. Well, then that makes me think. The Bible says that the world, the Gentiles, cannot receive the truth because they're spiritually discerned. Was the person really saved? I don't know. God knows. But if you tell them the truth and they reject the truth, Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32. He said, if you continue in my word, are you my disciples? And continue in my word, are you my disciples? And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen? You try to tell the world truth today, and they call it hate speech. Truth is called hate speech. Now, what's happening in the world, and it says this in Isaiah, I think, 5, it says that woe to them who say good is evil and evil is good, and they let the wicked go, and they put people that are good people in prison. Woe to you guys. Woe. You know, God's saying woe. You want Him to say something that starts with a W, and it must be well done, my good and faithful. Not whoa. What are you going to get? Which W, the whoa or the well done? Well done. Amen. And so the point is here that it's good. The word, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So He's the author of the Bible, right? Even though man penned it and woman penned it, He's the author. Is that correct? He's the author. And the author knows His work. And the author will never go against what He's written. He stands by what He said. That's what God does. And so He says, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for training, discipline, and instruction in righteousness. The Word of God is good for us. It's really good for our lives. And it's quick and powerful and sharper than any treasured sword. And it's forever settled in heaven. And it can't return void. So when He says here that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and in 2 Peter, I believe it's 2 Peter 1:21, prophecy of old came not by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. You could write that down, 2 Peter 1:21, and you can see it for yourself that we've got to understand that the word in the Bible that you're holding in your lap right now is the inspired word of God to human beings who wrote it down in obedience to the Holy Spirit. Amen. The book of Acts. Woo! I love the book of Acts. It tells you so much stuff. It is the first book. You can write this down. It is the first book. So you want to put first book there in your notes. Ever written of church history. It's the first book ever written of church history. Next line. It is the history book of the church of which we are members. Write down there, members. It is the history book of the church of which we are members. If you're born again, you're a member of the church. You are the church. We're all part of the church. We make up the church, not the building. Not doctrine, we are the church. Now the church needs to know the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible says a little leaven leavens a whole lump. You all understand that, right? And then it tells you in Matthew, I think it's 16, the leaven, what it is. It's the doctrine of the Pharisees. Galatians 5:9 and 1 Corinthians 5:6, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Right? What does that mean? You put some yeast in the bread and it rises and the dough rises. The whole thing goes up, right? And this is what this stuff does. So he's saying, yeah, a little leaven leavens a whole lump in those two verses, scriptures, Galatians and 1 Corinthians. And then in Matthew 16:6 and 12, he tells you what the leaven is. The doctrine of the Pharisees. Write that down, because this goes with the, this is coming to me as I'm teaching. It goes with all scriptures given by inspiration of God. So Galatians, write this down there somewhere, 5:9 and 1 Corinthians 5:6. Just put those two and you can check it at home. And then he tells you what the leaven is, Matthew 16:6 and 12. Matthew 16:6 and 12. And you'll see that it's the doctrine of the Pharisees. So when you get wrong doctrine, as he says, a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Correct? So he tells you it's a doctrine of the Pharisees, which he's likening to leaven. Now, the doctrine was not the same doctrine that Christ had. Paul said, the Apostle Paul said, if anybody, even if it were an angel, preach a different doctrine than what I'm preaching, let him be accursed. We all know that, right? And so a little doctrine leavens, a wrong doctrine leavens a whole lump. In other words, I can get a little bit of wrong stuff in me. That's why it says 2 Corinthians, he says, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. 2 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So in other words, when I'm hanging around with a person with false doctrine, wrong doctrine, the leaven can affect the whole lump, and I could lose my salvation one day. I could turn around and say, hey, I don't believe in God anymore. Come on. And so we've got to watch this at all times that we don't get false doctrine into our system. Of course, it's like a leaven, and it's like going to work in you, and that's why I've said before, for many years I've said this, the devil will sell you 10 truths, truth, 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 tell your truth through a man on the cloth or whoever it is, truth, truth, truth on TV, truth, 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 and once your soul is open, you think, yeah, he's safe and he's good, but you don't know the word enough. Now the devil says, okay, let's bring in one lie. We've sent 10 truths, they're ready. One lie, and you buy the lie. Boom, a little leaven. Amen. And so the first book, it's the first book ever written of church history. It is a history book of the church of which we are members, and it applies to this church age. Write that down, this church age. It applies to this church age and the dispensation. Write that down. It applies to this church age and the dispensation of the Holy Spirit in which we are now living. And you can compare that to Matthew 16:18, where God said to Peter, he said, upon that revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Correct? God will build my church. How? Through sound doctrine. I will build my church through sound doctrine, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, I mentioned earlier, 1 Peter 5:7 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, first says, cast your cares upon the Lord. And then he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, like a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Well, who can he devour? Those who have wrong doctrine. Soon as you got wrong doctrine or not enough proper doctrine, he got you. And he'll sell you the lie that God doesn't want to heal you because of X, Y, and Z, and he's trying to teach you something. And you heard a minister say that, and now you bought the lie, and now you die. This is the word of faith we preach, right? This is what we talk in this church. We stay with the facts of God's word and the truth of God's word. And you've got to be spirit-filled. We're spirit-filled, tongue-talking people of God with the Holy Spirit empowering and enabling us to do what Jesus did. Yes. Amen. And so he says, I will build my church, Matthew 16:18, and you can compare that in Acts 2:41, where the 3,000 souls were added to the church. And they added daily, I will build my church. And the way he builds the church is getting people saved and then getting doctrine, correct, right doctrine into them. And the problem is we've got so many denominations all over the world, and some of them are real kooky. I mean, I'm from Africa, and I've heard some stuff. I've been to Europe, I've been to 5 continents, and I've heard people speaking the craziest things you've ever heard. I mean, stuff that you won't even believe. You know the truth, you won't believe it. Amen. And so that's exciting. The building and the adding is still going on today. Right? Going to all the ends of the earth. The building of the church and the adding to the church is still going on today, and it's happening daily. There are people wherever you are. You know, someplace, it's morning, sun's coming up now. They're going out to witness. You understand? There are people witnessing all the time around the globe. So the book of Acts is still moving forward. It's still in that dispensation. The building of the church and the adding to the church is still taking place right now. So the book of Acts, we're living in the book of Acts. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's